The Arizona State Forestry Department's listening this morning.
How do you know?
Well, I said I don't know the update of the Dove Fire, and immediately afterwards, they tweeted an update on the Dove Fire. Firefighters worked overnight conducting back burn ops.
Burning?
Yep, exactly.
So it won't come to your house.
It increased the fire to 1,200 acres, but they were able to get that down to 30% contained. And that area that it's in, it's going to hit a freeway it would likely ever jump over. But it's not like we want any more burn than we can. So glad they've got that under control and getting it cut down. This is the third or fourth fire we've had around Whitman just this year. Two or three out at Whispering Ranch, and now this one.
Saw one on Anthem, too. Just not too far from the houses. So,
and cause of this fire still under investigation. I don't know about the Anthem fire, but I know everything out in Whitman, Whispering Ranch was all, you know, just stupid people stuff.
And our blog this week has some nice tips on how to protect your home. So be sure you read the article. It tells you everything from building products to landscaping practices.
That went out in our weekly email newsletter. You can subscribe to by signing up at rosieonthehouse.com. At the bottom of the page, you'll just see the newsletter, sign up, enter your email. We don't ask for anything more than that. We don't data mine you. We don't sell that information. We just let you know every Thursday what's coming up in the broadcast. And a lot of the listener giveaways we do, we run through the newsletter as well. This was one I had saved for the 8 o'clock hour, but wanted to mention because it's the last Sunday. Tomorrow at Saguaro West in Tucson is the last Cooking with Prickly Pear class that they're giving. They've had it every Sunday in May. Fees do apply. I don't know what that is, but you can go to National Parks Service and look that up, Prickly Pear Cooking. We will have an abundant amount, I think, after all the rain we had this year, both prickly pear and mesquite beans.
I'm excited.
Me too. I was happy to read this article. New cameras getting installed. High-definition cameras that can help identify the license plates of people that are illegally dumping. And they plan to put up 10 more sets. There's nothing I hate more than people that just dump their trash.
It blows my mind. We have such great trash pickup. They pick it up right at your curb.
Oh, I saw somebody go past my down my street in it was a Dodge. White Dodge with a blue stripe down the middle, about the 90s model when they first came out with the new design, and had a bunch of furniture in the back. I thought, there's nobody that lives down there. I bet that SOB is going to go dump that. 20 minutes later, saw him come back. We ran out, got his license plate, sent it in to, keepphoenixbeautiful.org. I should have looked that up, but sent it in and report him. For illegal dumping, there is a $2,500 fine. So I hope they have to pay every amount of that. There's waste management in the city, fill yards. I mean, for less than $100. And if you're a City of Phoenix resident, you bring your water bill in to the dump yard, you can dump up to 2,000 pounds free. And I know this guy probably didn't have, 300 pounds of junk. It just went out there and kicked in the desert. God, it drives me. Another great story, the Arizona Register of Contractors reported Phoenix police arrested Victor Omar, who collected over $100,000 in uncompleted pool and landscape projects in the Buckeye area. You've got that punk in jail. Great to hear that. We've got a great broadcast coming up next hour on building sustainable. What does it take to build a home that can sustain a fire, sustain a flood, sustain fill in the blank? That's all coming up here in our On the House Hour, 10 o'clock.